Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to.
And congratulations on the bus. It is spectacular. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First off, I want to talk a little bit about your history. You grew up in Inuvik, and I'm guessing surrounded by amazing landscapes. Was it that environment that shaped your painting?
Absolutely. I have to say, the Arctic, the Western Arctic, where I'm from, is the foundation of my art. It's always inspired me to create the beautiful landscapes that I grew up seeing and appreciating, and the cultures of the North as well.
So you close your eyes, you can see it. It's all based on memory.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you come from a family of artists. What was it that made you decide, you know what, I want to do this professionally?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess I've always been encouraged by my family to be creative, and I've seen like drawings from my dad as a child. I grew up with seeing his art in his home. And my mom was actually more of a musical inspiration. Like, she loved music and different genres of music. So I grew up listening to like a lot of classical music and opera. I actually went to see The Phantom of the Opera when I was a child. And this was when we lived in Kalmar. And so, yeah, I got a little bit of everything. And she's always been a big inspiration to me as well.
I was hoping you could share how your Gwich'in heritage influences your work and the themes that you explore.
Well, I started off wanting to paint stories and legends from the Gwich'in people, and I sort of discovered that a lot of our stories are similar to other groups. So, like, the Boy on the Moon is a very well-known story, and it's very similar to the Cree version. Yeah, I started off learning these stories and then creating a visual expression of those. And then it sort of branched out to learning more about traditional knowledge and how people dot the land and shared with each other and used all of their resources and basically just like thrived. And so those representations are evident in my art because I want to showcase those so that people can see just how incredible our people are.
Now, for those who are in St. Albert, you may have noticed a bus with some beautiful, just absolutely stunning artwork on it, and that's your artwork. How did that come to be?
Actually, it was an art call that I had applied to through the city of St. Albert, and I was one of the successful artists. And so I met with the city of St. Albert staff, specifically J.C. Blackwood, and then I met with some knowledge holders that reside in St. Albert and that have a history of their, like, the Métis families in St. Albert and Lac Sédan. And so I got some information from them, and we kind of like worked together over the summer. And so I met with Selena and Daryl, this Métis couple that helped me a lot in understanding some of the history of the Métis people in St. Albert.
It's absolutely stunning. Have you had a chance to take a ride on it?
No, I haven't, but I've seen it around St. Albert and in Edmonton. So,
and what is that like when you see that? Like, what's going through your mind?
I guess I'm just really happy, and it's absolutely a dream come true. Like, I just love that. I love public art, and I think it's so important to be able to share with everybody. And so it's amazing to me. I'm so proud of it.
You should be. It's absolutely stunning. If people want to look up your work, Linda, where can they find you online? Because it's something they've got to see, to appreciate, and you know, they can buy some of it too.
Yeah. Well, I'm on social media, Instagram and Facebook, and you could find me Linda Wright Art and Linda Wright Artist. And I also have a website that I share with my dad, my artist dad, Dennis Wright. It's called GwichinArt.ca.
Linda, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show. I really appreciate it. People got to stop by your website and take a look at your artwork. It is spectacular. And just in time for the holidays, they can pick up a few pieces as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.